These HPV cancers, are they biologically different and they do respond to therapy differently?
They are biologically different than the smoking and drinking related cancers, and quite significantly so. For example, there are a couple of proteins associated with cell cycle regulation that the genes from the HPV actually turn off. One of these is RB and the other is P53. So if you look at these tumors, they have elevated levels of proteins like P16, which affect RB, and P53 is normal and not mutated. So they actually have a better prognosis than the smoking-related and alcohol-related cancers, and it looks like they probably respond better to direct therapy. They also, some
recent type of therapy?
Radiation and chemotherapy. There also seems to be some data developing that they may be more proliferative. So one of the classic presentations is a very small primary and a very large neck node. There may also be a higher risk of distant metastases, albeit more sensitive to chemotherapy in this, although we're not sure yet.
Now, of the 40,000 cases, I guess, roughly a total of the whole head and neck group, you know, any guess about what fraction are HPV-related?
Well, there are 11,000 oropharynx cases, and about 70% of those are going to be HPV-related. So that talks to about 20% of all head and neck cancer, and an increasing demographic. So that percentage of head and neck cancer that's oropharynx and related HPV is actually increasing as we see this generation from the 60s and 70s reaching their 40, 50, and 60-year-old birthdays.
Any reason to think that, you know, looking at this and sort of the models that we have, that, you know, in 3 or 5 or whatever number of years we might see an actually really a huge increase?
We suspect so. We don't know how much.